ho, ho, hold the traditional crap and chime into cheese. This be Uncle Skeeter on a Cheese Please Christmas with Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hey, hi, how you doing? You know what's going on. It's Christmas! Yay! And my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And we bring you a cheese crease?
A Cheese Please Christmas.
Thank you. It could be a crease, but it's actually
a craze anyway.
Crease, craze, plays. I don't know. It's Christmas here on the show this week. Show number two. Count them, two of four. Make sure you collect them all. Or if you can't collect them, be in front of your radio every week. That's the way to do it.
Because then you'll hear the craziness and the madness that is Cheese Please.
Oh, yeah. I mean, including the music that, well, you know, it's Christmas. We play terrible Christmas music. You don't want to hear Bing. You don't want to hear Mariah. You don't want to hear how many times did... Well, you know, I have to take this back because I was about to say the Chipmunks, but we do play the Chipmunks occasionally.
Yes.
So I can't say too much bad about the Chipmunks. But hey, Lonzo and Oscar on the show this week. Johnny Horton, they shined up Rudolph's nose.
Well, if you don't shine it, it won't glow.
Okay, that's fine, that's fine. And, well, 'twas the night before fishing a little later on. Not exactly Christmas, but I'm pushing it. You know, what the heck?
That's kind of Christmas theme-ish.
And Daffodil is in, she's been really busy in the last week in the actual big kitchen we have here in the bunker, trying to play with her magical recipes to actually get some cookies. And apparently, I'm told we may be taste testing the cookies on the show this week.
Well, we have to decide which ones are the best.
Oh, well, yeah, and you have an idea of what is the best?
Well, I know I'm going to make shortbread.
What if I eat one and go, pah!
Have you ever eaten a cookie I've made and gone,
pah! No, but...
Well, there will not be a first time.
There was always a possibility, though, right?
No, there is no possibility.
Okay, we're getting into the music. Hey, we got to play at least one cut of the magic organ now, don't we?
Of course, magic organ at Christmas is important.
Here comes Santa Claus shortly, but we're starting off a place where... How shall I put it? Do they know there's snow?
Not so much snow, so I'm sure that the sleigh in this particular tune has wheels and not runners.
The Mexicali Brass from Mexico and Sleigh Ride right here on...
It's a Cheese Please Christmas!
Thank you.
serving up a little cheese with your turkey dinner. I like Limburger the best. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
Please, with the magic organ, and I swear that is sort of like play by numbers, you know? You remember like the
That's exactly how it worked.
Really?
I had one. All the keys had numbers on them, and then in the book, all the notes had numbers on them. You just played the numbers, and it would make music.
It's just got that feeling of play by numbers, like the paint by numbers kits back in the 70s.
Yep.
Ugh. The Magic Organ, and Here Comes Santa Claus. Before that, we had Sleigh Ride by the Mexicali Brass. Were there no snow in Mexico?
No.
My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and now we are going to taste cookies. Hey. We're not going to taste the shortbread, because we already know my shortbread are amazing.
Sure, I can't argue that at all.
I got four other kinds to try, and the first one is this really nice ginger sparkle cookie.
Okay.
And so you try that and tell me what you think.
Well, first off, I want to tell you, I really like this decorative Christmas plate that you found somewhere in the bunker.
It's always fun.
I don't know where it came from, but...
It's in a box.
It really... I know the listeners can't see it, but, you know, it really actually creates a nice mood, I guess my point is.
We'll put a picture of it up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so there's like... How many cookies? I count
four different kinds.
I was going to say, I counted four there. So so this is what again?
This is the ginger sparkle cookie.
Okay, so. Mmm. Okay.
Oh, kind of soft.
Mm. Kind of soft, but it's not bad.
And Braun the dog likes it too.
Yes. That's our studio dog, by the way, Braun. Oh, of course, he would eat anything, so that doesn't really matter.
That's also true.
That's not a bad cookie. I like that. Put that on the list.
And then cookie number two.
Okay.
Is a chocolate sugar cookie filled with strawberry jam and whipped frosting to make like a sandwich cookie.
You must have spent a lot of time on this one.
Yeah, they're a little more time because you got to make two cookies and then you got to fill them and put them all together.
It just looks amazing, but let me try that.
Mm. Give that one a try.
Mmm.
Isn't that yummy?
Mmm. Put that down.
I'll make sure that one's on the list.
That's the number one on the list.
Really?
Yeah. So far.
Okay. And then cookie number three.
No. Let's play some more music.
All right, let's play some music and then we'll eat some more cookies.
And we'll eat some... Well, we're not going to eat cookies while the songs are playing because it would ruin the whole mood.
No, after the song, we'll tell you about more cookies.
Oh, I was worried about that. Jeez. Shortly, we have Johnny Horton and they shined up Rudolph's nose. But we're starting off with Metro. Let it snow. Long as it's snowing elsewhere and I don't have to shovel it, I don't care. On?
Cheese, please!
Oh, the weatherman is delightful, with a forecast that's so frightful. And what he has to say must go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs to stop it, and I brought some corn for Puppet. The lights are turned up too bright, cause your face is a horrible sight. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the snow. But if you really love me so, all the way home I'll glow. And the fire is slowly dying, and the sausage is still frying. But as long as you love me so, you little devil, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
There's metro and the kazoo. Now here's fancy part.
Finally kiss goodnight. Oh, how I hate going out in the snow. But if you really hold me tight, you'll down. All the way home I'll be warm. Ooh, and the fire is slowly dying, and the sausage is still a frying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Eat your heart out, Lawrence Welk.
Can you believe all the crap that's been called Christmas music? Neither can we. That's why we bring you a Cheese Please Christmas.
Rudolph's nose was frosty and it didn't give much light. Santa had his little elves to shine it up so bright. Prancer and the others are dancing to and fro. They know Christmas time is near, cause it shined up Rudolph's nose. Christmas time's a-coming through winter wonderland. Everyone is happy, down to Frosty the old snowman. Rudolph's nose is shining bright, it looks just like a star. It'll help Santa find you, no matter where you are. Sister's eyes are glowing, brother jumps with glee. Mama's kissing daddy beside the Christmas tree. All the other boys and girls are dancing to and fro. They know Christmas time is near, cause it shined up Rudolph's nose. Christmas times are coming through winter wonderland. Everyone is happy, down to Frosty the old snowman. Rudolph's nose is shining bright, it looks just like a star. It'll help Santa find you, no matter where you are. Just like a star, it'll help Santa find you, no matter where you are.
Geez, please, I always wondered about that. What happened to make Rudolph's nose shine so bright? They shined up Rudolph's nose. With Johnny Horton, before that we had Metro, and Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Yes.
Yes.
Long as you have a snowblower, I don't mind. Especially the one here in the bunker that is, well, the Super Duty version. And I'm sort of scared to use it, but, you know, If we have to, we have to.
Exactly.
My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to A Christmas Cheese, Please.
Yes. And I know it's not very exciting on the show this week, except for the music. We're settling into the bunker. I flipped on the greeting card TV channel that has all that mushy, smushy Christmas stuff on it.
I like
it. It puts me to sleep, Daffodil.
That's the whole point.
Really?
Yes.
It's supposed to put you to sleep?
Yes.
Without any medication?
Yes.
That's why women like it?
Yes.
Okay. And we're doing a bit of a cooking show on the show this week because, you know, there's nothing else we can do except play music and talk about cookies.
So the ginger sparkle cookie was a hit.
Yes.
The chocolate sandwich cookie with the strawberry jam and stuff in it was a hit.
Yes.
This next one is a reindeer cookie with a little gumdrop nose and little pretzel antlers.
Did you get those battery-operated lights to put on it so it flashes?
It is not a flashing cookie.
So I don't have to worry about it if I eat it and it's going to flash in my throat.
There's no lights on the cookie.
Oh,
it's
good.
Just a reindeer cookie.
You never know. Modern technology and all.
It's just like a sugar cookie. It's like a vanilla cookie.
Okay. Well, I'm supposed to eat this now?
Yes.
And I'm supposed to be excited and...
You're supposed to tell me if you like it.
Oh,
that's
do,
all.
Do I have to embellish it a little bit?
Or, just tell me if you like it.
Okay, here we go.
Yes. Chew. Swallow.
Okay. There we go.
So we're happy with that one, too?
Yes.
All right, what are we playing now?
We are playing Hard Rock Coco and Joe, the Three Little Dwarfs, shortly. But we're starting off with Frosty the Defrosted Snowman. Lonzo and Oscar, right here on...
Cheese, Please!
Frosty the Snowman got a job out on the farm, and the farmers knew he'd never do the animals any harm. Frosty had a little lamb, and he put it on the shelf, and every time it wagged its tail, it spanked its little self. They sent him out to shovel snow, and Frosty looked so grim, for every time he stopped to rest, his work piled up on him. Frosty the Snowman likes to herd the sheep, it's true. Every day he could hear the ram say, you, you, you. Frosty tried to milk the cows, but he was such a slouch. The cows would never holler moo, they only hollered ouch. He fed the cows some sugar, and they drank from a frozen stream. Now when old Frosty milks the cows, they only give ice cream. He crossed red beets and taters, and imagine his surprise when the taters started to grow, they all had bloodshot eyes. Frosty the Snowman backed into the stove one day. Though it felt so warm, it burned his form. He melted plumb away.
Chestnuts roasting over an open tailpipe, or engine, or heck, we can actually start a fire on the side of the road. Recorded live from the van, this is A Cheese Please Christmas.
Now listen, my children, and you shall hear a story fantastic, a story so queer. It's all about Santa and and his helpers three. There's Hard Rock and Coco and Joe. Now Hard Rock's the driver up there by his sleigh. Coco reads maps and he shows him the way. Though old Santa really has no need for Joe, but takes him 'cause he loves him so.
Oh, lady, I ain't Donner and Blitzen away, away. Oh, lady, I owe.
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
And Santa is busy with his heavy pack. He trusts his drivers and never looks back. Oh, lady, I owe.
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
Now go to bed early on this Christmas Eve, 'cause I've no way of knowing just what you'll receive. Ah, but you'll hear their laughter, that much I do know. 'Twill be Hard Rock and Coco and Joe.
The three little men only 2 feet high, singing to Santa way up in the sky, laughing and shouting as sleigh bells ring. It's Hard Rock and Coco and Joe.
Oh, lady, I ain't
Donner and Blitzen away, away.
Oh, lady, I owe.
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
And Santa is busy with his heavy pack. He trusts his drivers and never looks back.
Oh, lady, I owe.
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
Old Santa will come in and set down his pack, and Hard Rock will hold the reindeer till Santa comes back. If you hear a giggle as he turns to go, it's Coco, a snowball, and Joe.
Oh, lady, I ain't
Donner and Blitzen away, away.
Oh, lady, I owe.
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
And Santa is busy with his heavy pack. He trusts his drivers and never looks back.
Oh, lady, I owe.
I'm Hard Rock.
I'm Coco.
I'm Joe.
Keys, please, with Harry Babbitt and the Heartbeats and Hard Rock, Coco, and Joe on the show this week. And before that, we had Lonzo and Oscar and Frosty the Defrosted Snowman. Almost ending off our show this week.
Yes, we're at the end. We've tornadoed our way to the end of another show.
And you know what? About the whole cookie thing, I had to eat the last one off the air, but I give, like, 4 thumbs up for all of those.
Good. We'll put them all on the menu.
I know I don't have 4 thumbs, but you know.
I know.
You get the
idea.
Each
cookie gets a thumb.
There we go. We're ending off the show this week with, not exactly Christmas, but you'll understand it. Red Fisher.
It deserves to be Christmassy.
Red Fisher and 'Twas the Night Before Fishing coming up shortly. But we're starting off our set with Jimmy Jensen. I just go nuts at Christmas. Did I say that right?
Yeah, that'll work.
Something like that.
Anyway,
till next week, folks. And, I'm going off now and going to raid the kitchen for more cookies.
How am I supposed to sell them if you eat them all?
I know, but I got to clean off the console here, the audio console, because it's full of cookie crumbs, thanks to you. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas on that jolly holiday. I'll go in the red like a knucklehead, 'cause I'll squander all my pay. Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas, shopping sure drives me berserk. On the day before, I'll rush in the store like a poor bewildered yerk. I'll look at nightgowns for my wife, black ones trimmed in red. But I don't know her size, and so she'll get a carpet sweeper instead. Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas when the kids hang up their socks. That's the time for kids to flip their lids while Papa goes in hock. On the night before Christmas, it's still in the house. My family is sleeping, so it's quiet like a mouse. I look at my watch and midnight is near. I think I'll sneak out for a cold glass of beer. Down at the corner, the crowd is so merry, I end up by drinking about 12 Tom and Jerry's. I get to bed late, and ye whiz, so I'm sleeping. When onto my bed, those darn kids, they come leaping. They set on my face, and they yump on my belly, and I'm quivering all over like a bowl full of jelly. They scream Merry Christmas, and my poor wife and me, we stumble downstairs, and she lights up the tree. My head is exploding, my mouth tastes just like a pickle. I step on a skate and fall on a tricycle. Just before dinner, I relax to a point. Then relatives start swarming all over the joint. On Christmas, I talk and I kiss my wife's mother. The rest of the year, we don't speak to each other. After dinner, my aunt and my wife's Uncle Louie, they get into an argument. They're both awfully screwy. Then all my wife's family say Louie is right. And my goofy relations, they join in the fight. But back in the corner, the radio is playing. And over the racket, Huntley and Brinkley are saying, "Peace on earth, everybody, and goodwill toward men." And just at that moment, someone slugs my Uncle Ben. They all run outside whooping, so all the neighbors will hear, "I'm so glad Merry Christmas comes just once a year." Oh, I just go nuts at Christmas, but I still have lots of fun. Just the same as you, I'll enjoy it too. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Bringing joy to the world this holiday season, one slice at a time. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
Friends, everybody calls a fisherman goofy. And just so you can better understand the fisherman, I wrote this poem to present to you, "'Twas the Night Before Fishing." "'Twas the night before fishing, when toast after toast finally left no one sober, not even the host. The whole camp was in turmoil, the gear was piled deep, and the dishes from dinner were stacked in a heap. And the poker chips jingled, and the cards flashed bright to the bleary-eyed players glued there for the night. Of course, the stories were flying, complete with damned lies, like the fish that Jake mentioned, he landed on flies, or the sexy achievement Slim made with that chick that he savorily bragged of with hick after hick. Like the one when Mike scrubbed the results from his scare, when he ran to the outhouse and into a bear, or the one of the muskie Max told with a gloat that leaped high for his spinner and fell in the boat. Yes, the stories were flying, the gang was unwound as their pent-up emotions spilled out all around. Then a loon called out loudly from far in the lake, and in sudden awareness, it jarred us awake. Each man of us now knew it was time to turn in, for tomorrow we'd battle the surge of the fin. Just the stillness of darkness remained to make clear 'twas the night before fishing for another long year.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of the wacky, the warped, and the weird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.